근데
now that is just a snippet of the gorgeous and haunting sounds of Mihal O'Doul, who joins us on the line now. Mihal, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, David. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for joining us. So, Mihal, before I butcher it, the show that's coming up is called Taoiseach. Is that right?
Taoiseach.
So I presume from the clip there, I know it's obviously very haunting and like goosebumps straight in the arms. Tell me a bit about the show and how it came about.
So this is our second roll of this. We would have done this 2 years ago in Longford and backstage here in Longford, and then for the Dublin Dance Festival in the Project Arts Centre. So we're returning and we're doing a nationwide tour with it this time. So it would have come from Catherine Young, choreographer who has done an awful lot of work in Tralee and Tralee area down through the years, and herself and Hannah the dramaturg, they were working on this project. So she was trying to reconnect with the land. So she was trying to come up with a piece about climate change, but not ramming recycling and reduce, reuse and that kind of thing down people's throats. It's more if you love something that you don't want, you won't want to damage it.
Okay.
So it was from that. So then when I came on board then, so they had this idea and they would have done a lot of research with Aboriginal authors and African, and Catherine would have spent a lot of time in Palestine, and you know, she saw how committed they were in Palestine to the land, where they treat olive trees like children and this kind of thing, and she felt that there was a disconnect in this country from years before. So when I came on board, we started off with the Song of Amargin, so Amargin Gloomigal. So it's said to be the first poem spoken in Ireland when he arrived from Spain, and he's invoking the land, and he's you know, beautiful these things are. So I composed a piece of music then to go with those words. So it's in the Shan Ghaelge. So it was an hour piece then that we needed to develop. So then I composed another few bits of music then for their six contemporary dancers from the likes of Spain, France, and Dublin, and Leitrim, but they're from all over. So it's not any specific dance. It's a contemporary piece. So then myself and Martin Scherer, who's from Switzerland originally, but living like an own skull, people in Tralee might be aware of Martin's percussion workshops and that kind of thing. So we developed this some music, and then that bit that you just played there then is I suppose my response to the Amargin song. So those words there would be my own composition of remembering. So I suppose what Catherine found was she wanted to remember to remember. So that's kind of what that bit that you just played there is towards the end of the show, and the dancers then took the music, and they were working in Shawbrook in Longford, and they developed this beautiful piece of contemporary dance. And I suppose what Catherine then, she wanted it kind of broken down into, as she calls it, an embodied manifesto. So basically what that is it's going through at the start of the show, there's a kind of a disconnect, and, you know, that's shown by the way the dancers are on stage. And then it goes back to kind of reconnecting to the land. And I suppose the word Taoiseach then has two meanings in Irish. So it means a mess or a shambles, but it also can mean a path across. So like, say, if when I was small going to the bog, my grandfather used to have this kind of a path that's sort of for the donkey to go out onto the bog. And so it's that kind of, it's a wattled bridge.
You're right.
Kind of is what it is. Kind of is what. So it has two meanings. So it was interesting to us when we were putting together the show that it could mean a mess, but it could also mean a bridge.
Of course.
Or something else, you know.
Yeah.
So
And I suppose I imagine in that sphere as well, when you're working with musicians and with six dancers kind of in the interpretive way, it is that kind of spontaneity slash cohesion at the same time and trying to make it work. So it must be an interesting experience for all of you while you're doing it.
Oh, absolutely! Like myself and Martin would have come up with the initial music, but then the rest of it then is such a collaboration. You know, like they're in all this. There's five of us, five musicians and six dancers. Yeah. So like you have like myself, and I'm singing and playing the fiddle. Martin is on every sort of percussion. You have Phil O'Neill from back in Dingle playing bass. Sen and Brennan with us this time. Sen and might know him from plays the mandola with Keela, but before it was John Saunders was with us the last time we did another mandola player, and then a singer from Dublin, Jess Kavanagh. So again, people might be aware of Jess. She's just a powerful singer, a soulful singer as well. So between the five of us, then we came up with what we'll be playing in Shamestown next Tuesday. It's, you know, it's definitely a collaboration, even though it started off in myself and Martin talking to Catherine and Hannah about what we wanted and then developing into what we have now, you know.
Of course, and even in that the clip we played there, it's you can feel the exploration of sound. And when you started talking about the exploration of land as well, it made far more sense. You know, in my head, it was a gorgeous piece. So I imagine anyone going to Shamestown next Tuesday night, you said, will be in for a treat in store in that sense.
Yeah. So I'm actually pulled in somewhere in Monaghan,
right.
And we're on our way to Letterkenny. We're on our way to Letterkenny. We opened in Backstage Theatre in Longford on last Saturday night, and it went great. We had a great house, and they were very they seemed to enjoy it. We had a standing ovation, so we were delighted.
Fantastic.
And now we're on to Glenon now in Letterkenny on Wednesday night, and then we're in Limerick next weekend, and then we're landing in Tralee then on the 28th. On Tuesday.
That's so fantastic.
I look forward to it.
I won't keep you for too long more, because I know you're, as you said, you're pulled in the side of the road, but your own band Duel as well, you're playing a few gigs on the way up.
Yeah, so I suppose I'm a Galway man originally, but I'm living in Tralee. I'm teaching over in Listellic, so but I'm also playing with a few different bands. So we've just announced there this morning we'll be playing with the Whistling Donkeys for Féile Shirley in August.
Fantastic.
So very much looking forward to that.
Brilliant.
And we're also releasing a single this week. So it's all go.
Fantastic. You're kept busy, so that's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Michal, I know you're pulled into the side of the road, so I let you go again. Much appreciated. So the show again, Kishuk, I said that right.
Kishuk.
That's great. Nice. Michal O'Doul, thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks, David.
You can catch the show live in Shamestown next Tuesday night, and more information can be found on the Shamestown website. We've got more on the way.